We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky.
That's BS, man.
He deserved it.
Yeah! Penny Fever, Spadoni! Start it from the top for me, baby. Start it from the top for me. It's baseball season. Yeah. I'm like those guys in Major League 2, the construction workers. Who the hell are these guys? That's who I were last season. Now I know who these guys are. I know who these guys are. I know who Soler is. Let's get to BPA real quick. BPA before we get to Fleming, because I know BPA is feeling optimistic about the Gigantes. BPA, what's happening?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm ready for a magical 83 wins. You know, it's magic inside 83 and 79. So yeah, it should be good. Yeah, I mean that represents optimism for me for the Giants. Obviously, that's literally is the exact number FanGraphs projects them to win. So yeah, that's my take. That's pretty accurate usually. And yeah, I do find it ironic, Shasky's optimism, considering his theme was play the kids. I want to see the kids. It's all about bringing up the kids. And now, could they have backtracked any more on Luciano, Shasky?
Yeah.
He essentially now has no chance to make the big league roster. And, yeah, I mean, to me, like, the reason that they made these moves is because the young guys, they know they don't have the goods, which, you know, anyone that's followed this regime would know.
Well,
that they're likely
you know what,
not
BPA?
To work out. So.
You know what, though? Kyle Harrison, Marco Luciano, don't close the book on these guys. Casey Schmidt, they will be needed at some point this season. You know they will. BPA, we got to run here. Call us back a little later.
BPA,
we'll get
game.
You a full call. Yeah, yeah.
Me, you, and Bonte.
No. You and BPA
on you.
Can go. No. You and BPA can go.
He's got that Palo Alto money.
I don't know what BPA. I don't know who he is. But I know who Dave Fleming is. He's one of the many great voices of the San Francisco Giants. You see him on ESPN, college football, college basketball, golf, Masters, you name it.
You could see him out at West Sunset every now and then.
Well, don't. He's trying to keep a low pro of the city, Shasky.
He does.
I don't know if Fleming wants that business out there. Got to let him live his private life. Keep it private, Shasky. Flynn, what's happening, man? Good to hear from you.
I don't hide, Bonte. You can cut anybody can come up and say hi. I'm all over town. Come on,
I know you are. I know you are. You're a man. Sometimes he wants to just do his thing and walks over to West Sunset. Now he's gonna have paparazzi and TMZ waiting for him next time at West Sunset. Oh, there's Fleming. Show these cameras here. But seriously, Flip, a happy opening day to you, man.
I'm so pumped.
Listen, I think, you know, we were kind of asking the audience here where our minds were at the end of last season compared to where it is to start this season. And I've done a complete 360. I feel really good about this team. Part of it is the way you spoke about this team a couple weeks ago about Kyle Harrison. Really got my juices flowing here. But really, just on paper, this feels like a better lineup, a better staff, and you got Robbie Wade waiting in the wings in the second half of the season. I feel really good about the 2024 San Francisco Giants as they start the season today in San Diego, Flib.
Yeah, you should. You should. It's a good team. And, you know, it's not just a good team overall. It's a team that addressed the weaknesses of last year. They went out and very deliberately, you know, where were we deficient? And they got better in almost all of those spots. And, you know, there's still, it isn't still such a complete roster that you look at it and go, well, they're in the playoffs, period. And that's not the way this sport works anyway. But, gosh, they're a better team than at the end of last year. It's a whole different feeling around this team, I think, because of the new talent that's here. And I am really, really excited for the season to start today.
You know, Flem, we haven't had a chance to ask you this. This Dodgers situation with Shohei, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I mean, Shohei's not going to jail. He's not going to be, unless there's something totally shocking, you know, about an involvement in baseball gambling. Shohei's not going to miss time. I don't think that's happening. There's a lot of weirdness around this thing, and the story is definitely not complete. Like, what he said and what the lawyers have said is not the whole story. There's no question about that. But, you know, the chances of him actually missing time are pretty small, I would think. But there is no doubt that already this is a distraction there. And we'll see where it goes from there. The one thing about Ohtani, and you guys know, I came on with you all, I've been saying it, like I wanted Ohtani in a Giants uniform. He would have been a great fit here. But even I acknowledged back then that it's a different thing to have him on your team. Like, he's got his own program, his own set of rules. He doesn't talk to, you know, he doesn't talk aside from maybe once a week. He leaves it to his teammates to talk for him. He is a difficult teammate. He's a good guy, but he's a difficult teammate because of all that stuff. So then you add this, and I don't know. Like, yeah, it may not be happy camp in Dodgers land all season long. We'll see how it plays out.
Oh, I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping for that big time. All right, so we got Soler added to the team. Jung-Hoo Lee added to the team. We've got Matt Chapman added to the team. And we've got Blake Snell added to the team. I'm picking Jung-Hoo Lee to win Rookie of the Year. I think he's got great odds, and I think he's going to be a catalyst for the Giants all year on both ends, both at the top of the order and in center field. Who's the guy you're most excited to see and why?
Him. He's my guy. I think he's going to have a really great big league career. I do. I think the Giants got an excellent player in Jung-Hoo Lee. He is the thing that I really like about him, and I had heard, you know, I'd heard lots of good things about him, but you want to see it for yourself. While he adjusts to, you know, Pat Burrell had that great stat, I've said it a few times over the course of spring training, he saw three fastballs 95 plus last year in Korea. Three pitches total. So you figure the adjustment to high velocity could take some time. He's worked hard on it. He's worked hard on it during the spring. You know, it's possible that the hitting comes along a little more slowly. But the point of bringing that up is this guy can help them win even while that's happening. He is an excellent defensive player. He is an excellent base runner. He's going to put the bat on the ball so he can help you manufacture a run early in the game when you're trying to get a lead with the Giants pitching staff that they have. So while he gets up to speed, he can still help you by doing some winning things. Center field was not a good spot for the Giants last year at all.
No.
They have made a huge improvement there by adding him. They've made a massive improvement defensively at third base, and they've made a massive improvement, I think, at shortstop with Nick Ahmed defensively. Left field. You know, left field, their overall production was pathetic last year, and mm-hmm. the defense was a big part of that. And Michael Conforto, like, Michael doesn't have to hit 30 home runs. Just be solid out there, be a good, solid defensive player, hit a few home runs, get on base like he usually does, and the Giants made a big, big improvement there. But Lee is my guy. That's the guy I think. Now, the only hesitation I had is I watched Jordan Hicks the other night, and I was like, huh, well, maybe that should be my guy. Jordan Hicks over at the Coliseum was nasty with a capital N. Mm. You know, there's lots of questions about health and how's this experiment going to go. Can he last a full year? He's not the biggest guy in the world. Can the body hold up? Gosh, if and look, they're going to take it easy with him early in the year. But if it holds up at all, that stuff is ridiculous. Like, top of the league ridiculous. So he could have a great year.
Whether he starts or comes out of the bullpen, Flem, I think this is a really good situation for the Giants. We're talking to Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. We'll talk to him every single week during the baseball season. He's one of the many voices, great voices, of the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, he's all over ESPN. But, you know, one thing that I hinted at last season, and we didn't see it because they didn't make the playoffs. But with this starting pitching, and Blake Snell, I think he's going to be a big boost. You mentioned Kyle Harrison a couple weeks ago on his show. If they can get to the bullpen with these starters, I do believe the Giants have a bullpen that is built for the postseason. Now, you got to get there. You don't want to overuse them like they did last season where they were taxed. But I really believe nobody's talking about this bullpen, and that may be the best position group on this team, Flip. The arms back there with the Rogers brothers, Duvall. This bullpen is set up for success.
Yes, it really is. I think Camilo's set up to have a big year. Camilo wants that Giants save record. Camilo wants this to be a massive year for him. He's very serious about taking another step forward. So you got your guy at the end of the game whose stuff can match up with anybody's. And then you're right. You got lots of different looks. Bob Melvin's always been a manager who knows how to get a bullpen together. I think Bob's going to do an excellent job with that. And some of the young guys, you know, we haven't seen, I don't think we've seen yet, I think it's due in about, 20 minutes or something like that, the opening day roster announcement. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think there's a pretty darn good chance that Landon Roop is going to be on the opening day roster. Landon Roop is not going to be a starter at the beginning of the year. But this is the guy who's got that nasty curveball, young guy who's never pitched, you know, much above double A, has hardly pitched a double A. But his stuff is just really, really good. And, you know, so I think guys like that, so last year you have Junis and Wood and Stripling, mm-hmm. you're trying to mix and match and bridge with that. This year, you know, it's more like Ryan Walker and Landon Roop and maybe this guy Mason Black. Yeah. And, you know, that those are some weapons with stuff. And again, like Lee, it might take some of those youngsters a little while to adjust to this level, but I think the upside is way higher.
What is that Giants? Is it Rod Beck over 50? I know Wilson had like 48 one year. I believe Beck also got like 47, 48. What is the Giants' individual single season save leader?
I was going to bed last night thinking I need to look that up today because I heard that yesterday from that Camilo was kind of circling that. And I think it's 52 or 53 is the number. And I can't remember if it's Nen or Beck.
I'm looking it up right now.
I should know that. But last night I put my head on the pillow. Yeah. I was like, who the heck has that Zays record? Yeah. Hopefully we get a new one this year.
Yeah, I mean, because I know Brian Wilson had one year where he had at least 47 or 48, but I would think it would be Rod Beck. He was flirting with it 50 a couple of times. Frankie Rodriguez.
Rod Beck and who was it? Rodman. They had 48. Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson, 48 saves one year. Wow.
Okay, yeah. I think Beck might have got more than that, though. Why do I think Beck had more? Right. But anyway, I know I'm looking at this team right now, and just on paper they look so much better. But it also feels like the team is all on the same page. Now it's spring training. Everybody's on the same page. You've been around them a little. How is this team, chemistry-wise, personality-wise, in the dugout, with the manager, with the new staff, how are they different from last year?
Well, they're different in a couple ways. Number one, I think chemistry and confidence, you know, especially at the start of a year, a lot of that, you can't fake that. And a lot of that comes from just looking around the room. Like, you look around the room and, oh, there's Jorge Soler. There's Matt Chapman. There's Blake Snell. Like, these guys, you can't fool these guys. So when talent walks in the room, that automatically builds some chemistry. Like, huh, all right, we got a pretty good chance. I'll go to war with these guys. I think that's part of it, is the confidence you saw in spring training, just looking around the room and how many talented ball players there are in there. And there's definitely, look, I don't want to make this season or today like a bash Gabe Kapler, because I liked Gabe. And Gabe, it's hard to argue that for most of his tenure, I mean, Gabe did a good job with this franchise, and he won a lot of games here. So I don't want to knock Gabe, but there is, good or bad, it's a whole different thing. I mean, I was wearing a sport coat on the plane yesterday. There is a massive emphasis on stuff like that, you know, lining up before the game as a team, being on time, new dress code. It's a more, you know, Gabe's philosophy always was, these are grown men. When I was a pro, I didn't like people telling me I was an adult. I didn't want guys yelling at me and telling me what to do. I handled it myself. Mm-hmm. That was Gabe's philosophy, and Bob's philosophy is different. It is, we have a set of rules. We respect each other by being on time and looking a certain way as a group and doing certain things together. And so we'll see if that works. It's very different.
It is very different. By the way, clarification there. Rob Beck, yeah. Brian Wilson, 48 saves. They're the leaders in the clubhouse here when it comes to franchise record for saves in a season.
So no one's gotten 50, huh?
Nobody's gotten 50 yet. Too short of 50. Nin had a 45 save season. Wow, back-to-back years, 45, 43, 41. Wow.
Rob Nin was incredible.
Okay, so here we are on opening day, the three of us chatting. That's a cool... We're going to follow that. Nobody's ever gotten to 50 in a Giants uniform. Let's get to 50.
Yeah, let's get to 50.
Who was the last 20-game winner for the Giants in the regular season?
Wow. It's got to be Swift and Burkett, right?
Well, they had two in the same season. Swift and Burkett, 93.
Was that it? That was it, Lubman? Yeah, that was it.
Wow. It's been since 1993. I mean,
so are you thinking Logan Webb has a chance to win 20 games in today's era?
It's so hard in this era, right? But with this bullpen that you're talking about, you can qualify for more saves. Plus, I look at Logan Webb, who's starting today. What he did last year, he went deeper into games, double the amount of past the seventh inning, handing the ball to the bullpen than anyone else in baseball. I just think that he's an underrated ace in a game where obviously pitching really matters, Dave. And I love his mentality. I didn't even think he had a great year that last year.
Oh, I thought he had a great year. I did.
Oh. Well, I went by his standards.
I did. Yeah, I mean, he led the league in innings pitched. He is an ace. And I think he is the type of guy, like, it's hard to win 20 these days, but you're right. For the reason you just said, he's the type of guy who can do it because he gives himself a chance in games because he just pitches so many innings. And you bet, I mean, he is going to benefit big time from Matt Chapman. Like, I'll give you one, I think I said this to you guys earlier, but I'll give you one note about Matt Chapman. So balls on the ground within 15 feet of the third baseline, right? Okay, that weren't bunts. Mm-hmm. So true ground balls within 15 feet of the third baseline last season. The Blue Jays were second in baseball in turning those into outs, and Matt Chapman played almost every game at third base. So those types of ground balls, Blue Jays second in baseball turning those into outs, Giants third worst.
Wow.
So wow.
One guy on that type of play is going to make and what type of ball gets hit against Logan Webb more than
grounders.
Any other, and especially pull side grounders, mm-hmm. you know, by right-handed hitters. Like, that is going to get Logan a bunch of extra outs this year. And we'll see. Maybe he can turn that into a bunch more wins.
Flynn, what was it like having Pablo Sandoval at Kip? He looks so – I don't think I've ever seen him look like that, man. He looked phenomenal. I know he hasn't played for a few seasons. We could have a further discussion on him. But first and foremost, what was it like having him at Kip?
Well, it's fun to have him around. He was pretty serious about it, though. You know, for him, it wasn't – like, I tried to – when I first saw him, I gave him a big hug, and we smiled, and I was trying to – you know, kind of joke around with him a little bit, like, "Hey, giving it, yeah, this is cool. You're giving," and he was like, no, I'm here to, I want to win a job." So Pablo was, he was taking it very seriously, and I think that rubbed off on everybody. Like, this guy's passion for the game is so intense that he's made all this money, he's had this great career, he just still wants a chance to play. You know, it's too bad he's not going to be on this Giants team. Look, I mean, as great of a story as it was, the roster's full. They just don't have a spot for him. I love the guy, and he's such a big part of Giants history, so it's great to have him around.
Flynn, is he one of the bigger what-ifs with the Giants? Because we know about the three World Series, really special in 2012 with the three home run game and game one of the World Series. We know what he did in 2014. He catches the last out in foul territory in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. But he leaves to the Boston Red Sox, and whatever happened there with the Giants and Pablo, well, you know, with the contract stuff or whatnot, but he goes to Boston, gets lost, and he fizzles out, and he comes back on a minor league deal, and it was good to have him back, but he did come back with the Giants after he left the Red Sox. But to me, he's one of the bigger what-ifs. in the last 20, 30 years with the Giants, because he could have really ended it special. We're talking about numbers retired. We're talking about him being an all-time legend there.
The 2011 year, when he got into shape, he saw the production, and then it just, I don't know. I always think about him, man, if he had been in the shape he's in now his whole career, I think everything plays out different.
Yeah, that's the what if for me, not just leaving to Boston, just be a little better. You know, I jokingly said it the other night, but I guess it's not really a joke. Like, the Giants put this great highlight video together on the board Tuesday night for the fans to enjoy about Pablo, and he looks way better now than he did in almost all of those highlights.
It's unbelievable.
You know, it's like, and I do wish, you know, Pablo's gift in a way was his immaturity. You know, Pablo could just put it all aside and play ball. He didn't feel the pressure. He didn't feel the, but it also got him. You know, Pablo, it took Pablo a long time to grow up. And if he just had the seriousness he has now, the guy's got amazing ability. Like, you could have been talking about, I mean, seriously, you could have been talking about like a bunch of batting titles and a career where, you know, that number's going up on the wall.
Yeah, I'm with you. That era of Giants baseball, it's just the amount of characters that they had on that team was just unbelievable. Him, Hunter, Lincecum. I mean, so many. Even like a Johnny Sanchez was quirky, and I loved him. So many guys. But I'm looking at this team right now. We've talked about all the big guys. And obviously, there's a question of when Snell's going to pitch. You can give us that answer when you think he'll be ready. But I thought Wilmer was probably their best player last year, Wilmer Flores. And I thought Tyro Estrada, until the wrist injury, was their catalyst. Who's going to be the guy that you look at, maybe an under-the-radar guy who can be the litmus test for how good this team could be this year?
I think the first guy that comes to mind is Yastrzemski. I think, you know, the Giants are going to try not to ask too much of Mike. You know, Mike's body has started to break down a little bit, and he's not a huge guy. He's in great shape. He takes care of himself, but not a huge guy. I think Yaz, if he's, you know, hitting down in the lineup where you're not asking him to be a third place hitter, you're not asking him to be the center fielder, I think Yastrzemski can very quietly, because he's been so steady for the Giants these last few years, I think he's a guy in that Wilmer mold. Like, hey, you know, you rattle off 10 different Giants before you get to him and think about who can lead this team. I think Yaz still has a good season left in him of, you know, 20 home runs, get on base a bunch. If he's not in the starting lineup against a lefty, come off the bench. He's got a flair for the late inning stuff. Come off the bench and give him some big hits. I think he can be that guy. I hope the body holds up for him, because I really do think he can be that for this team.
So how does this season go, Flynn? Are you calling games in October for the Orange and Black? How are you feeling? You feeling spicy? How good are the vibes with you right now in this Giants team? Because I'm feeling good. I think they're going to be playing in October. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not booking any vacations for October. I got to keep the month clear. I think so. I'm keeping the month clear. And I tell you what. As it lines up right now. Now, you never know how the thing plays out. But if you give me Logan Webb and Blake Snell, and then just take your pick, okay, Kyle Harrison explodes this year and has the year I think he's going to have, or Jordan Hicks becomes a stud, or Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb both come back healthy, whatever it is. You give me those three guys, and I will take my chances.
When do you think Snell?
That's the formula.
When do you think Snell will be ready?
I think he'll pitch in a Giants uniform next week. I don't know what day, but I think he will be in a big league game next week.
And for clarity, what's his timelines for Alex Cobb and Robbie Ray?
Well, Cobb soon. I mean, Cobb, they're gonna force Cobb to pump the brakes a little bit. Cobb wants to be here now. Cobb's like, give me the ball. But I think they're gonna, you know, target maybe, okay, we go on that second road trip to Florida. You come home after that kind of late April. I think that's kind of the target for Cobb. So that would give him like maybe three or four more chances in a minor league game or in a camp game, something like that, just to make sure everything's good to go. I mean, Robbie's all-star break plus. I'm not, you know, it would be great if Robbie Ray is a big part of this team. But I think all of us need to just sort of have it in our minds that would be a bonus. That if he comes back this year, that's a bonus. I am not counting on, you know, he just had the Tommy John surgery last year. So I'm just willing to, I know the rehab time has gotten accelerated for a lot of folks, but I'm being real patient with him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. But the way I look at Robbie Ray, I was telling Shasky the other day, it's like a trade. You're going to be in a race at the deadline, and you add a pitcher, even if it's just for 2 months, even if it's
just 10
starts or whatnot.
Give me three
starts.
That's
a bonus. Yeah. That's almost a trade and a shot in the arm when you need another arm there late in the year. But anyway, good feeling about the Giants this time around. Taking on the Padres. Can't wait to see what they look like this season without Juan Soto. What would they do with their new manager coming over from the St. Louis Cardinals? But opening day is here. Giants baseball is back. That means Flip will be on our radios and televisions, and he'll be on the Morning Roast every single week. Here on 95.7 The Game. Flim, have a great call today down in San Diego. Should be a fun time, man. Baseball is back.
Keep October clear, boys. Come on.
Yes, let's go.
It's no band in dunes for me this October.
let's go. One of the best days of the year today.
I totally agree.
All right,
I'll see you at the yard next Friday.
Yeah, we'll see you at a playground in San Francisco. I won't reveal that playground.
Excellent. See you guys.
All right, Flip. He's one of the best in the business.
No, he really
man.
Is.
I love Flip, man. And no, it's not phony here. I really feel good about this Giants team.
Can we pause for a second on that? I'm very happy that you've come around on the Giants. No, but it's not because you've had some epiphany.
Right.
They've done some really remarkable things, and I think a lot of fans are having the same realization that you're having. My uncle, he came over to the house yesterday, and my uncle Matt goes, I actually want to go to a lot of games this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on Tuesday, whatever, a week and a half from now, with one of my buddies. I didn't go to one game last year. And my uncle is diehard baseball to the core, okay? Yeah. To the core. And he's like, I can't wait to go. This is the most optimistic I've been in an easy 5 years.
Easily. I'm so optimistic because, and look, you got to give Farhad credit. That end-of-season presser was rock bottom for the organization. Hell, it may be a rock bottom when they came out in the papers and Buster Posey said what he said about everything, about the city and being unable to attract free agents. And remember how the first few weeks of free agency started, and Mike Krueger was like, oh, they're going to get a star. And it's like, well, we're still waiting. We're still waiting. And I'm not sure they were able to sign a star, but they got some very good players. Blake Snell's a very good pitcher. If he could keep his walks down and extend his outings, he won't be a 5-inning pitcher. He'll be a 6-inning pitcher if he could stay away from the walks. Then you got Logan Webb, who I think the guy went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers in 2021. I ain't worried about Logan Webb. Logan Webb's going to be fine. Seriously, Logan Webb is a bulldog. He is Matt Cain 2.0. He's going to be solid. But as we go through this rotation here, after you get through Blake Snell, if you could get 5 innings out of Kyle Harrison, if I could get 5-6 out of Cobb, if I could get something out of Jordan Hicks, all of a sudden I give the ball to this bullpen, they're going to shut it down late in the innings. I take the Giants bullpen over anybody's bullpen in the National League. I go toe-for-toe, head-to-head with anybody out there when it comes to the Giants bullpen. The Rogers brothers have won me over. Kamala Duvall is a star. He's a stud. He's a horse in the back end of the bullpen. And they got some arms there that can get to Kamala Duvall and the Rogers brothers. And then the lineup. He's got threats now. You know, we talk about non-scorers or non-shooting guys on the basketball team, and you're playing 3-on-5, 4-on-5. Well, the Giants had a lot of one-dimensional offensive players in the past few seasons, guys who either struck out or walked or hit it to the warning track. This season, they got some dudes who can hit it over the yard. They got some dudes who can run. And I'm looking for this guy from the KBO to run around the bases like a bat out of hell. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for Matt Chapman to revitalize himself in the batter's box. I know what he can do at the hot corner, Shasky, but in the batter's box, can you give me 25 home runs? Can you give me some RBIs? Can you give me some situational hitting that gets this ballpark buzzing again? So, yeah, I'm fired up about the Giants this season. I think they're going to make a run at this thing.
Right.
Now, am I saying the whole damn thing? No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.